Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Today, I want you to go from being a vendor in your industry to being a member. How to change your mindset on who you are in your industry. The shift from being a vendor in your industry to being a part of your industry is a subtle mental shift in your thinking. However, it is a huge impact on your confidence and what you bring to your customers. Often we consider ourselves spectators in the industry we sell into. Since we are not grain or livestock producers, we feel almost like an outsider when it comes to our industry. For some reason, the fact that we sell and ask for money makes us feel as if we are not truly in the trenches of the business. We can almost feel marginalized. And this feeling can be so strong that people don't want to be described as a salesperson. When I began working with sales teams, there are those on some of the teams who will tell me very loudly and emphatically, "I am not in sales. I do not do the sales thing." Well, these feelings are reinforced as we participate in trade shows designed for producers. All the programs are focused on the producers. Booth time is relegated to a short time in the morning, lunch, and at a random break in the presentations. We even get different colored name tags to it so attendees can tell us apart. I'm not saying we need to change anything we are doing in the industry. I understand why we operate trade shows the way we do. What I am saying is that you can change the way you think about your involvement in the industry. And doing so will provide several huge benefits in your sales career. Being recognized as a leader in your industry increases the trust that customers and prospects have with you, which, of course, speeds up the selling process. First thing to do is realize that you are not in the fertilizer business, you are in the crop production industry. You're not in the feed industry, you are in the swine industry. Fill in your own example of whatever it is, but realize that you are not in the industry of what you sell, but you are in the customer's industry. This mental shift alone is enough for some salespeople to embrace what they do. Quit feeling apologetic or vague about what you do. You're not some vendor sitting on the sidelines waiting to extract money. You are a talented, experienced, and trusted advisor by some of the best producers in the industry. You not only deserve to be paid for it, but paid more due to your involvement in the industry, and you're worth it. That involvement means that you are networked with others in the industry so you can help your customers. Yes, you sell feed, but you are connected to vets, university resources, and to industry leaders and influencers. You don't just connect or learn with people in nutrition. You're networked widely across your industry. Your customers realize how valuable your industry involvement is when they are in a crisis. That's when they really find out your worth. When their animals are sick or dying, when their crops are having disease outbreaks or yield issues, when they need help understanding and navigating the challenging world of precision ag, farm financial decisions, or grain marketing, that's when they find out how valuable you are. These are the moments when they realize you are not just a vendor. You are a valuable resource that works hard for their success. And yes, you get paid to do it. Back to our agronomist, nutritionist, ag lender, account manager who doesn't consider themselves a salesperson or doesn't do the sales thing. Well, first, everyone is selling something. At a minimum, you sold your company on your resume when you interviewed for the job you currently hold. Secondly, the whole company, your whole company is designed to create and keep customers. So whatever you do, it's for the customer. When I run into these individuals, I never try to change their mind. I simply ask them, "Well, that's good. What do you do then?" And they usually explain all the things they do for customers or how they help the sales team help their customers. Sometimes they get it as they explain what they do, and sometimes they don't. I imagine that day when they realize, "Dang it, I guess I really am in sales." Well, here are a few suggestions of ways that you can move and shift from vendor to member of your industry. Number one, participate in your customers' trade shows. Attend, get a booth, sponsor, speak at them, or volunteer to help on a committee. Number two, participate in the trade association. Join the board, be an expert in a particular area for the association, write for their newsletter. Number three, network key players. In crop production, reach out to several agronomists, microbial suppliers, chemical suppliers, seed companies. We are doing so much in the virtual world today that the cost of putting this group together is virtually free. Number four, network your company experts into an online event. Give your customers and your industry a chance to see behind the curtain a little bit. Points of interest for this might be, you know, what a loan committee looks at in approving your larger loans, how your PhD researchers set up feeding trials, how equipment is tested during product engineering and design, or how satellite data is actually converted into real-time data. Now, obviously, you would never reveal proprietary information, but we are in a very mature industry. Most of what we do is either common knowledge or easily found out and on the internet. You can certainly explain or share what you do without sharing exactly how you do it. Well, number five is network and participate in your customer's business. Let me say that again. Network and participate in your customer's business. This is more applicable to those of us that sell to agribusinesses. If you sell to a cooperative locations, be involved with producer groups in that area. That's where your customers will be focused. I sold to dealers, so I was not only involved in the dealer business, but I was involved in the horse and poultry industry. Well, as you make that transition from vendor to trusted industry advisor, realize that this all comes at a cost. You spend valuable time and money to become that. You attend, sponsor, and set up booths. You attend training events to learn how to be a better resource for your customers. You are available as an advisor on other parts of the industry. You know, no, I wasn't a lawyer, but I did know a few rules and regulations to help customers stay out of trouble. All of this comes at a cost and should not be given away for free. By that, I mean you should not be price shopped penny for penny against a competitor who offers nothing more than a 1-800 number to place an order. If that is the case, find another market to sell into. If your market is so price sensitive that you have to sell your products at the same price, even though you are this trusted advisor, then your reward should be loyalty. In other words, customers' loyalty is another way of recognizing your value to them. They could or would buy from others if you weren't who you are in the industry. And when you reach that point, congratulations. You have established a strong personal brand in your industry.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional you can be. You can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and other training opportunities on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.